弟兄姐妹，你的日子又越来越有力量，越来越喜乐呢。
Brothers and sisters, have your time and life been more and more joyful?
盼望我们靠着主，大家的日子可以越来越喜乐，越来越有力量。
May our life be strengthened as we commit ourselves in hand on our Lord.
昨天我们感谢主给我们一个美好的天气。
I thank the Lord for wonderful weather yesterday.
特别是四五点钟是太阳出来。
Especially around 4:05 p.m. the sun was with us.
来了差不多有30多位的小朋友放风筝。
We had about just about over 30 children came flying kites in our church.
非常喜乐。
Oh, they were enjoying that.
同时来了很多新朋友。
And we have a lot of friends who came too.
大人大概有100多人。
There are about 100 adults.
我们也特别谢谢我们的肉类达人秀的主角麦克波
士。Because he was a member of our meat department's talent show.
把他30多年对于肉的这种知识介绍给我们。
In which he shares his more than 30 years of experience working in the meat department.
所以很多来的弟兄姐妹福音朋友都很享受昨天的聚会。
I'm sure a lot for those who were present among us yesterday.They have truly enjoyed that time.
牧师鼓励大家继续三多。
I continue to encourage you to in these three following aspects.
还记得哪三多吗
？You still remember the three things that we need to do more?
多祷告。
Pray more.
多关怀。
Care more.
多邀请。
And invite more.
特别我们这个有一个非常重要伟大的日子，就是复活节。
Especially this month we have a very special occasion.That is Easter Sunday.
所以鼓励你对你要邀请的福音朋友先祷告关心他鼓励他复活节来参加我们的聚会。
Therefore, I strongly encourage you pray for your friends, invite them to come on Easter Sunday.
我们先一起重新祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
我们知道全世界所有属你的儿女都在这一天来敬拜你。
You know all those of your children in the world are at this moment coming together to worship you.
因为当我们以心灵和诚实来敬拜你的时候
，When we come before you with our truth, with our hearts and our love,
你就在我们的当中。
You are among us.
我们也来到你面前，恳求你透过你自己的讲台向我们说话。
And as we come before you, we pray that you will use.Pope ministry to speak to us.
因为你是又真又活的神。
You are the living God.
你是恩典慈爱的神。
You are the merciful God.
我们的好处不在你以外。
You care for our goodness.
求你的圣灵也透过你的话语向我们说话。
May your spirit through your own word speak to us.
让我们能够领受你自己的信息。
And we may listen and receive your teachings.
而且帮助我们不仅单单听到。更要去行道
and teach us not only to listen but to walk your teaching
好叫我们行事为人与那蒙召的恩相称
so that we will be worthy of the calling
我们感谢你的同在
we thank you for your presence
求你悦纳我们所有以心灵和诚实的敬拜
please receive our prayers
祷告感谢奉靠耶稣基督
Amen
那今天的题目是什么叫做穿上新人
？The topic of my sermon today is what does it mean by putting on the new self？
大家看这个图呢，就很容易联想到耶稣基督给我们穿上新的白的衣袍。
As you look at the picture, you can easily visualize that the Lord Jesus is putting on a new clothing for us.
这是圣经的教导。
This is the teaching of the Bible.
那我们知道保罗呢，他的这个书信一般。
Now we are aware that most of the Pauline epistles they are divided into two parts or sections.
就是第一部分呢，它是强调纯正的教义。
And normally on the first section he emphasized on the doctrinal teachings.
到了第二部分呢，他就讲生活实际的应用。
And then on the second portion of his epistles he will talk about life application.
那这个秩序是非常好的。
And this is a very good form of teaching.
因为保罗知道，先要把纯正教育的根基打好。
Because Paul realizes that it is important to help us build a very strong biblical foundation. Then only will we be able to apply into our daily lives. Especially to those members in the Colossian church.
因为当时哥罗西教会已经很多的异端邪说渗入在教会里面。Because
at that time there were already a lot of heretical teachings and heresies among those church members.
所以请大家注意哥罗西书三章的一节二节保罗所说的。Therefore,
I want you to look at verses chapter 3, verses 1 and 2.
那保罗提醒大家说，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事。 那里有基督坐在神的右边，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。So
verse 1 says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
很多弟兄姐妹读到第二节的时候，常常很困惑。
Well, unfortunately, when brothers and sisters read verse 2, they have a problem.
这个要我们常常思想上面的事，但是不要思想地上的事情。
But Paul tells us to only think about things that are above and not things on earth.
那我们都知道，每个人在地上生活，开门七件事嘛。
We all realize that. And every day, as we start, as we begin the day, we have those necessities in life that we have to take care of.
每一个人每天都要面对。Every
one of us, we have to tackle those matters.
每个人每天都要去工作啊。We
have to go to work.
那请问，怎么能够不思念地上的事情呢？
How can we not think about things that is on earth?
原来保罗真正的意思要我们的价值观要改变。
What Paul really means is that he wants us to change our value system.
因为保罗提醒我们以前所追求的是世界里面的荣华富贵。
He's trying to remind us that what we once we were after those things like in the past, that is like a fame and fortune.
以前还不认识主的时候,
when we have yet to know the Lord,
心里想的就是要赚更多的钱嘛。
Deep inside our heart, we were thinking about making more money.
心里想的是，哎，我要爬到更高的位置吗？
We keep on thinking that we need to climb the ladder.
但是现在不一样。
Now it's different.
因为我们明白了，在地上的一切都是短暂的。
Because now we realize that everything that exists on earth is temporal.
地上的一切有一天通通都要过去。
All the things that is on earth, one day they will pass away.
我们什么都带不走。
We can take nothing away with us.
所以保罗提醒我们，就是我们的心思意念要常常想到天上的事，永恒的事情。
For that reason, Paul reminds us that we must think about eternal things, things that is heavenly.
这是一个价值观的一个改变。
It is a change in our thinking.
那这样，神的儿女。 就愿意把今生的一切投资在永恒永恒的国度里面。
And God's children are ready to make that switch into a different thinking system. They will be able to look more at things that is everlasting.
那这是保罗劝勉我们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上事的真正意思。
That is the actual reasons why Paul encouraged members of Christians to think not of things that is earthly, but things of things that is above.
换句话说，就是要我们看重永恒的价值，胜过短暂的今生。
In other words, Paul is trying to teach us to be value more about things as eternal against things that is temporal.
然后请大家注意第三节。
And I want you to take note at verse 3.
第三节这里说，因为你们就是我们已经怎么样死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。Verse
3 tells us, for you that means we, for we die, and our life is now hidden with Christ in God.
保罗的意思是说，对世界来说，我们的老我已经死了。
What it means is that the, our old self has died.
那这是消极方面的。
That is that sounds a bit pessimistic.
但是积极方面呢？
But on the other hand, optimistically,
每一位弟兄姐妹都领受了一个新的生命啊。
Every brother and sisters have received a new life.
这个新的生命是与基督一同藏在神里面的。
This new life that we have received is a life that is together with Christ that we have received hidden.
好，我看一下 PowerPoint， 到底什么叫做与基督一同藏在神里面呢？
So let's look at what does it mean by life is now hidden in Christ, with Christ in God.
就是我们与基督，我们透过基督与神成为合一了。
That means that through Jesus Christ, we and God has become one.
因为主耶稣曾经说过
，The Lord has once said，
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，就没有人能到哪里啊？父那里去。
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to the Father except through me."
那个意思是，凡是真心悔改的人，必须透过基督耶稣，才能与父神和好。
That means those who truly confess their sins and have received redemption through Jesus Christ, will they be able to get right with God?
那和好的目的，与神和好的目的，是要建立一个合一的关系。
And the meaning of getting right with God is that we have to build a good relationship with Him.
这个很重要。
That's very important.
这就是保罗在这里说的，要与基督一同藏在神里面的意思。
That is the meaning, the actual meaning of what Paul says here. Life is now hidden with Christ in God.
那你和神的关系好不好？
How is your relationship with God now?
你和神的关系是不是透过基督与神有一个合一亲密的关系？
Have you, through the Lord Jesus, improve your relationship with God?
怎么样可以更好呢？
How can we improve on that?
首先
，First，
你要看重，我强调，你要看重这个关系。
Now, first of all, you have to value your relationship with God.
就是在你心里面，你要觉得这个关系与神的关系是如此的重要。
You must place utmost importance in your heart that you really treasure that relationship with Him.
就因为这么重要，所以我愿意花时间来亲近神。
Since it is so important, I need to spend time listening and studying His word.
所以我愿意花时间来读神的话语。
For that reason, I spend time reading His word.
所以我愿意常常祷告。
And I'm willing to pray consistently.
不仅是我向神祷告，更是恳求神向我说话。
Not only do I pray consistently to the Father.I seek His words, seek Him to speak to me.
如果当你真的看重与神的关系的时候，
when you place emphasis on the relationship you have with God,
请问神知不知道？
May I ask, do you think God will know?
你们告诉我，这知道吗？知道吗？
Of course.
神喜不喜悦你这样的心态？
Do you think God will love your attitude?
喜悦吗？
Absolutely.
因为你看重与他的关系。
Because you have placed importance of that relationship between you and him.
反过来呢？
On the other hand,
你不怎么看重神的关系，可有可无。
If you look lightly upon that relationship,
碰到大事的时候才赶快来抱一抱耶稣的脚。
You come to the Lord only when you have met with serious issues.
这个很可惜啊。
That is very unfortunate.
所以牧师鼓励你要想尽一切的办法，一切的办法来亲近神。
Therefore, I strongly urge you to try your very best to get right with God and improve on the relationship.
常常赞美神。
Praise God frequently.
完全顺服神的带领。
Completely be obedient to Him.
看重与神的关系。
And place utmost importance on the relationship with Him.
因为当你真的是这样操练的时候，是神所喜悦。
It's only when you do that that you can have a much better relationship.
请大家继续看哥罗西书三章的五到七节。
Let's now look at verses 5-7.
啊，我来读给大家听。所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样，因为这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾行这样行过，但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Let's look at God's word from verses 5-7. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, idolatry, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Verse 6. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. Verse 7. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived.
请大家特别注意第五节。
I want to take note of verse 5.
所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪等等。
You must put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, like sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, etc., etc.
请问主词是谁？
I want to notice.Who is the subject here?
啊，你们告诉我。
Tell me.
是谁啊？
Who's the subject?
是谁？我们，哎，
we 嘛。We are the subject in that sense.
他这里没有写出来，但是主词就是我们要致死，表示是我们百分之百是我们的责任。
And even though it is not explicitly mentioned in this sense, yet we.It's very clearly refers to us.
保罗是对当时哥罗西教会的基督徒，也是对我们今天的基督徒说的。
Not only was Paul speaking to the Corinthian believers at the time, his word also speaks to us Christians today.
注意啊，不是神的事情。
Look, it's nothing to do with God.
是我们的事情。
It's our problems.
所以大家看这个保罗Paul是。我们对于罪恶呢，必须一刀切。
So that, so since it's our problem, we have to take care of that. We have to be separated ourselves from all sinful thoughts.
我强调一刀切。
I emphasize on cutting the connection.
就是你想，你都不要去想。
Don't even think about it.
你知道基督徒为什么跌倒吗？
You know why Christians fall?
为什么很有名的牧师会跌倒吗？
Famous pastors have fallen.
如果他允许他的思想，他允许这个不好的思想进入到他的心思意念。
Because when they allow sinful desires to enter into their mind, that's why they fail.
不管是贪财、贪色或者其他不好的事情。
Whether you whether it's greed or it's immorality or impurity.
当基督徒允许这些不好的邪情私欲进到自己思想，就非常危险。
So it becomes very dangerous when Christians allow these immoral thoughts and desires to enter into our mind.
所以我鼓励大家对于这些罪恶的念头一刀切。
So I strongly encourage you to have nothing to do with all those idolatry.
这是最好的方法。
This is the best method.
当然你要知道你有这个不好的思想。
Now, of course, you knew you have that kind of thinking.
有人有了这个贪的念头的时候，他自己还不知道这个不好的思想，那也是很危险。
And there are those who are greedy and yet they didn't realize that. And that is also dangerous.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
要有属灵的警觉嘛。
We have this wisdom from above.
好，我们继续看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Verse 8 says, But now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these.
为什么一定要弃绝这些事情呢？
Why do we have to get rid of ourselves of all these things?
答案就在第九节和十节吗？
That's in verse 9 and 10.
不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Verse 9 says, Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
保罗讲的重点就是说我们已经脱去了旧人。
The main thing that Paul is trying to get here is that we have already put out the old self.
基督徒已经穿上了新人。
As Christians, we have put on our new selves.
那保罗是用一个穿衣服的比喻来说明这个属灵的真理。
Now over here, Paul is trying to use the metaphor of new clothes, old and new clothing to highlight his point.
就是把各种的罪恶的事情，好像一个很肮脏污秽的衣服，我们必须把它丢掉。
Now, all those sins that he had mentioned above.He referred as those as they liken those to a bunch of dirty soiled clothes.
取而代之的，你要穿上一个干净的、圣洁的衣袍，这个新的衣服穿在身上。
Then we need to get rid of those, and then we put on the new clothing, which is clean and holy.
那这个新人是照着神的形象渐渐更新。
And the new self is created in the renewed image of God.
为什么说渐渐更新呢？
How? Why does he mention that it is to be gradually renewed?
其实保罗就在讲基督徒一个成圣的过程。
Paul is actually talking about the process of sanctification.
那我们都知道基督徒的灵命呢，它是一个渐进的过程。
We all know that.The spiritual life of every Christian is a long, lifelong process.
没有人说你昨天是一个旧人，然后你今天啪一转就马上完全像基督的样子。
No way, isn't it? One day you were a sin, yesterday you were a sinner, today suddenly you become a new one and you are 100% good.
需要有一个时间，有个过程。
There need to be a process.
所以就是要注重我们内在生命的改变。
So we need to emphasis on the change in our lifestyle.
那你说牧师，我怎么改变呢？
Well, you can say, now how am I going to change?
那有四方面，我们一起来努力的。
Let us look at the four areas of change.
第一个就是先想主，行主道。
Number one, put the Lord first, then obey His words.
第二个，先做人后做事。
Number two is God's first concern is the person, then his work.
第三个，不生气，要争气。
Don't be angry, be positive attitude.
第四个，要有标杆向前跑。
Set a goal and press on.
我们一起努力朝这四个目标，你就会在这个新人成圣的过程上越来越像。
So when we follow these four areas to improve our life will be more and more spiritual.
我们先来看第一个重点啊，第一个 PowerPoint.
Let's look at number one, the slide.
先想主，行主的话。
Put the Lord first and emulate Him.
就是凡事是以耶稣基督为榜样。
That means everything set Jesus as our example.
我常常说，我们喊耶稣基督为主的时候，他就是我们生命的主人。
Yeah, every time when we say that, oh, Jesus is my Lord, He is the Lord of my life.
同时，也是我们每一天生活的主人。
He is also the Lord of our daily life.
所以，我们碰到事情的时候，第一时间的反应是想到主会怎么反应。
So whenever we are faced with problems or difficulties, the first thing we should think is.How will Jesus react?
主会怎么做，我们就按照他怎么做，我们去做。
If that is how Lord Jesus will take care of that, that's what I will do.
那我们常常说要效法基督。
But then we always say that we need to emulate Jesus Christ.
啊，有人问你说效法基督，请问效法基督什么？
If you say to emulate him, emulate what part of it?
哎，你们告诉我一下好吧。
Tell me.
啊，有人可以告诉我效法基督什么？
Can you tell me how we what to emulate Jesus about?
哎，很好，我们都知道要效法基督。
We know we need to emulate him.
那一般来讲，效法基督的生命嘛。
Well, that means we need to emulate his life.
耶稣基督的生命是一个柔和谦卑的生命，对不对？
Now the life of Jesus is a very humble kind of life.
那你就这样，你就比较具体化。
So now then you can grasp the picture.
所以凡事是以基督为榜样。
So we always set Jesus as our example.
好不好？请你跟左右隔壁一下，鼓励一下，说凡事以基督为榜样，互相鼓励一下啊。
Set Jesus as your example.
凡事以基督为榜样。
So he said,
"Christ is my son." 很好，我非常提醒。因为今天你不能说你是基督徒，你去按照世界那些不好的风俗去行吗？
Because if you claim that you are Christian, and yet if you live your life the way all the rest of the world is living, that's not right.
那你说你是基督徒，你仍然说谎。
And you say you are Christians, and yet you continue to lie.
你说你是基督徒，你老迟到。
And you say you are Christians, but you are always tardy.
哎呀，你这个旧衣服还没有脱掉。
That means you have not removed the old clothing.
哎，你说你是基督徒，老向别人借钱，借钱又不还。
You're Christians, and yet when you borrow money from your friends, you never pay back the debt.
还在背后常常说人家坏话。
And you continue to say bad things behind someone's back.
这个没有把旧衣服脱掉。
That means you didn't really remove your old clothing.
所以保罗说你要穿上新人，你要穿上义袍。
So Paul says that you must put on a new self.
所以有人说，说得好了，如果说这个败坏的世界好像污泥一样。
Well, someone put it quite nicely and says that if this world can be explained as a pile of sludge.
那我们基督徒呢，就要像莲花。莲花是出污泥，怎么样？而不染。
Then we Christians is like the lotus plant. It means we set ourselves apart from being, we are unspotted from the world.
这个世界的风俗是很败坏的。
Well, the
败坏。
The cultures of the world is very rotten.
但是主耶稣说呢，我们仍然要活在这个世界。
But yet Jesus tells us we continue to live in this world.
但是他下面一句话很重要。
But following what he said is important.
我们不是属于这个世界，我们乃是属于基督的。
We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are of Jesus.
所以这个我们就像这个莲花，是活在这个很污染的世界，但是出污泥而不染。
So we are likened to the lotus plants, though it was.Planted in a pond of sludge and muddy, and yet we are unspotted by the rest of the world.
如果世界的人常常骄傲自大
，Well, the rest of the world are proud and not good.
我们就要谦卑安静。
We must learn to be humble.
因为我们的主是柔和谦卑。
Because the Lord that we believe in is one who is humble.
所以我们要先想到主。
So we must first think of our Lord.
而且按照主的教导去做就对了。
And then as we act according to his teaching, then we are good.
那时间久了，我们的气质就会慢慢的改变。
And then gradually our personalities, our style will change too.
到最后，你就会越来越像耶稣。
So eventually you will be transformed into more and more spiritual.
因为当人和你接近的时候。当别人和你接近的时候
，So when people are having contact with you，
他们能够感受到你的生命流露出基督的馨香之气。
They will be able to sense the aroma of Christ in you。
你们有没有碰过这样基督徒啊
？Have you ever come across Christians like that？
有没有
？Yes or no？
我盼望你自己也是啊。
I hope that you yourself is one of those。
好，所以求主帮助我们有这样的一个操练。
May the Lord。Blessings with such training.
就是先想主，行主道。
Let us first think about Jesus Christ, put the Lord first, and then we emulate Him.
另外，大家知道这个个人得救是一次性，一次就过。
Another thing that we also realize fully is that salvation is once.
但是基督徒的成圣呢，却是你一辈子要想的功夫。
But the Christian's life sanctification process. It's a lifelong process.
成圣是我们一辈子要努力追求的目标。
It's something that our entire life we have to set to follow and to try to achieve it.
只要你心中有主，先想到主，而且愿意照着主的话去做，你的生命就会改变。
So when we set the Lord first, and then we emulate Him and follow His life, then we will be able to attain that sanctification.
这就是穿上新人的第一个重点。
That's first meaning, the first importance of putting on the new self.
第二个重点是先做人后做事。
And number two is that put God's put your good personality first, follow up by positive action.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do we say that?
因为圣经给我们看见，神最看重的是人。
Because the Bible tells us that the first thing that the first emphasis is on the person himself.
不是事情。
It's not about the things that he does.
因为神爱我们这些按照他形象所造的人。
God created us according to His image because He first loved us.
那神不仅仅是要拯救我们这些人
，For that reason, not only does God want to redeem mankind,
而且神还要塑造我们这些人
，He wants to shape all of us,
塑造我们这些人更像他儿子耶稣基督的样式
，He wants to reshape all of us to be more Christ-like.
所以说，人最重要。
That's why the person himself is most important.
如果你仔细观察的话。
If you take a look,
无论是在教会还是在家里，甚至是公司里面，最重要的还是人。
Whether it's within the church or without the church, every place they place the importance of on the person.
你看很多公司要高薪去这个聘请人才。
For an example, great companies they place great emphasis and pay big money to employ someone who is skillful.
如果你真的是一流的人才
If you are a skillful employee,
那各大公司都要抢先能够得到你
I'm sure all those big corporations would love to have you and you will be like hot in the market
我们中文说人事人事人在先才有事
The boy says that the 人事 personality yeah, the person firstFollowed by what he does.
先要有好的人，对的人，才能做好的事情。
Therefore, we must have a good person so that he can get the work done.
我最近看到一个哈佛大学的有一个问卷调查。
I have come across a survey by the University of Harvard.
他为什么做这个调查呢
？Why did they do this study?
因为大家知道现在这个各种压力很大，得忧郁症的人越来越多了。
We are aware that there are a lot of issues with men today, and especially all those problems and pressures.
所以他做这个调查。
So they make this away.
调查的题目是如何能够得到真正的快乐。
The reason for the survey is how can we attain true happiness?
结果发现呢
？And the result.
真正的快乐不是于来自你有很多钱。
True happiness does not come when you are rich.
很多人以为我有很多钱我就一定很快乐。
Many think that oh when I'm rich I will be happy. But that's not true.
也不是于来自一个人有多大的权力。
It also does not come when you are powerful.
或者是多高的地位，权力和地位都不能带给他真正的快乐。
Or it doesn't come when you are in at a lofty status.
结果这个调查的结果说，真正的快乐乃是来自于夫妻彼此相亲相爱。
The final result of this survey shows that true happiness comes from husband and wife having a good relationship.
而且爸爸妈妈跟孩子互动的关系非常的良好。
Parents and the children have a very good relationship.
那这个调查结果给我们看见，良好的人际关系才是真正快乐。
So the result from this survey tells us that good relationship is the key to true happiness.
反过来说
on the other hand,
一个人赚再多的钱，有再高的地位
someone who may make a lot of money or be way up in the corporate ladder.
但是如果夫妻成天吵架，一天到晚大吵小吵
but they always have this spousal argument all the time.
再加上跟孩子的关系也非常糟糕
or those parental relationship with the children is also very bad.
他是不可能快乐的
That type of people are never happy.
原来人与人之间和睦的关系才是快乐的基础。
So, the foundation of human happiness is that good relationship among one another.
真的是如此。
That is the case.
难怪主耶稣教导我们要彼此相爱。
No wonder our Lord Jesus encourages us to love one another.
在家里面夫妻彼此相爱，在教会里面弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
So we must build up the spousal relationship, parental relationship, and relationship among brothers and sisters in the church.
而且也教导我们说，教会里面要有合一的关系。
And it also teaches us that inside the church we must have this unity.
那怎么达到合一呢
？How will we attain this unity?
好，如果我们有 PowerPoint 可以看一下。
Let's look at this.
要达到合一，因为教会最重要的就是培养人，我们基督徒灵命的成熟。
In order to attain unity in the church, we must number one deepen your spiritual life.
教会的主要任务就是要弟兄姐妹的灵命晋升。
The utmost duty of the church is to make sure that the spiritual life of every Christian is growing.
第二个合一要从你自己家里开始。
Number two, unity starts at home.
你和你老婆的关系怎么样
？How is your relationship with your wife?
和你孩子的关系。
Your relationship with your children.
可不可以改进一点
？Can they be improved?
第三个合一是透过服事的操练和达成。
Number three is through serving in the church.
啊，你要有服事的经历，你就会越来越成熟。
And if you have a strength in serving in ministry, then you will attain that true happiness.
所以求主帮助我们要有属灵的智慧，越来越合一。
So may the Lord bless us with spiritual wisdom in abundance, so that we will grow and have unity.
你放心，一个合一喜乐的教会，神自然会有奇妙的工作。
And I promise you, when a church has this unity.God will bless us tremendously.
还有就是我们做人的品格要远比我们做事重要的多。
And of course, our
人的品格 ，character.
Okay, the characters of a person is more important than what we do.
我们常常说做人要内方外圆。
But we constantly say that we must be internally, we must be gentle.Then externally, we must be shrewd and sophisticated.
就是我们基督徒的心理是要按照圣经的原则去做。
Therefore, as Christians, we must have this biblical principle inside us to guide us.
但是外面呢，我们需要圆融老练。
But outwardly, we have to learn to be shrewd and be sophisticated in our dealings with people outside.
相信大家都看过这样的情况。
I'm sure you have seen situations like that.
同一件事情，但是两个不同的人去处理，就产生不同的果效。
Two persons confronted the same situation, but the way they respond to that situation will have two very different results.
如果是请张弟兄去处理
，So if we invite brother A to take that to resolve that situation,
张弟兄他是口直心快。
Brother A is a person who has a temper.
而且他的个性态度很强势。
And he is a very strong and he is very strong head.
哎呀，结果很多人都受不了。
Well, tell you, he's going to mess it up.
哎呀，得罪很多人。
He will anger a lot of people.
结果那个问题不但没解决，事情越搞越复杂。
Not only will he fail to address the situation, he will make it even worse.
但是如果请我们的这个蔡弟兄去处理的话呢
？But on the other hand, when we invite Brother B to take care of the situation,
蔡弟兄是一个和你商量的口气说话。
Brother B is one who is very friendly in attitude.
他说完了，他会问你说。
And when he finishes, he will ask you.
你觉得可以吗
？How do you think about it?
可以吗
？You think it will work?
哎，你们都知道我讲的就是蔡建平。
You know I'm talking about Brother Chan.
单单凭他这个态度。
Just because of that kind attitude.
没有人会说不可以吗？
No one will object to his suggestion.
因为他是跟你商量的口气嘛。
Because he is trying to speak to you to get consensus.
哎，讲完了这个以后，他说你觉得可以吗
？When he finishes, he'll say, "Do you think it is workable?"
所以再难的事情，如果请蔡弟兄出马呢，问题就解决了。
So even the toughest situation that we had, once we send Brother B to take care of it, everything is going to be just fine.
这就叫做圆融老练。
That is what we meant by being shrewd and being sophisticated.
我们先要学会做人，才懂得怎么去处理事情。
So it is important. We need to really know how to
做人，就是做人常说，做人就是 be a right person. Okay.
Well,
be nice.
Having the right personality to get the job done.
同一人请说，你不能把事工放在前面。
You cannot put the job, put the ministry first.
如果一定要弟兄张弟兄你做这个，李姐夫你做那个，大家心不甘情不愿的，心里有很多的委屈，事情做成了，我告诉你人怎么样，通通受伤，通通怎么样
？Because if you have that kind of attitude, you put the things to do, you assign them this, do that, A, B, C, D.But no one is going to agree with you, and then you will create a big trouble.
所以求主帮助我们要学习先做人后做事的这样一个原则。
So may the Lord teach us to first look at the person or his personality before we take care of those situations.
当我们跟人家交流的时候
，Of course, when we communicate with people,
要注意自己的态度。
We need to beware of our attitude.
和蔼一点。
We're going to be more friendly.
低调一点。
We're going to just cool down.
用商量的口气啊，彼此这个了解一下。
Yes, try to negotiate and talk and seek advice from the opposing party.
很多事情就大事化小，小事化无。
When we have that kind of attitude, then big serious problem will be less serious and eventually it will be resolved.
所以先做人后做事是穿上新人的第二重点。
So taking care of having a possessing a good personality first and then really taking care of that matter is very important.
第三个重点就是不要生气，要争气。
Number three is that rather be eager than angry.
你过去一个礼拜有没有生气啊
？In the past, have you been angry?
有没有？自己跟主说
，Tell it to the Lord。
有没有很生气啊
？Have you been really angry？
你可会操练跟主祷告说，下一个礼拜我绝对靠主不生气。
You gotta pray and ask God so that the week in ahead of you will calm down and not be angry。
可以吗？可以。你要把这个生气变成争气。
You must turn anger into eagerness.
啊，有的时候你想想看，夫妻吵架或者跟孩子有些矛盾呐。
And even like some many times when in a family when we start a spouse argument or contradiction between you and your children.
回过头来想想，都是一些很小的事情。
When you look back, it's minor issues.
我还记得以前有一个名讲员讲过。
I remember there was someone who said this.
夫妻为什么吵架呢
？Why did the parents and why did the spouses argue？
为挤牙膏。
Because when the different way that they squeezed the toothpaste。
先生就是粗枝大叶一挤嘛。
The husband always just press in the middle。
太太不要很节省的，她一定要从后面挤。
Why is
that？ 完全不用挤。
But his wife like to squeeze it from the bottom so that they will use every drop of the toothpaste。
啊，这种事情也值得吵架。
Minor things like that can cause huge argument.
太可惜了。
Isn't that too bad?
啊，如果真的有人欺负了你
，if really someone is has not been good to you,
你也不要老往心里放。
Well, don't keep it in your heart.
学校里也有这个很多这个 bullying 的事情。
There are a lot of bullies happening, bullying cases happening in the school.
我跟我太太就在想说，我们家两个小孩有没有受过 bullying 啊？
One day I was discussing my wife wondering if our children when they were young have they been bullied by someone in the school.
其实也有。
I'm sure they must be.
那些小孩子说还是骂这个中国人什么什么亲啊什么，就骂些不好听的话。
There are some children who may say some racist comments.
那我儿子怎么处理呢？
How did my son take care of the situations?
他说根本不bother我。
I don't care about that.
随便你讲什么， it doesn't bother me, I don't care.
Yeah, 我不管你说什么，我不管。
你不要把别人的话放在心里面，把别人的错误来惩罚自己。
Yeah, do not punish yourself with somebody's mistakes.
而且基督徒要学习交托给主。
Yeah, also, as Christians, we must learn to commit ourselves to the Lord.
因为神应许过。
Because that's the promise that God gave us.
神说的，深渊在我，我必什么报应。
Yeah, God says, avenge is in me. I will avenge them.
随他怎么玻璃，随他怎么样怎么样，主看见嘛，主都记住，主会报应。
Because the Lord sees and He will avenge on your behalf.
千万不要拿别人的错误来惩罚你自己。
Therefore, do not place others' mistakes into your life and punish yourself.
因为生气不但对自己的身体不好。
Not only is that bad for your health.
对我们的灵命也很不好。
It's even worse for our spiritual life.
因为如果你往心里放。
This is when you put all those grudges inside your heart.
你就在积蓄苦。
You will continue to have this hatred in your life.
这个很糟糕。
That's bad.
我过去有机会辅导那些吵架的夫妻。
I've got the opportunity in the past to counsel those husband and wife who were arguing.
太太积蓄了很多年的苦毒。
Wife has a horrible this hatred for many years.
所以一吵架，八百年前的旧事全部翻出来。
And so whenever they argue or an argument started, they will bring back things that happened long ago.
某年某月的某一天。
Certain months, certain years, and a day, things this happened.
你在哪里？你说的什么话
？And what you say something at some place.
对现在的你没有帮助。
It's not going to help you at this moment.
所以交托出去，交给。
Just commit it to the Lord.
生气不如争气。
So instead of being angry, just be eager.
就是自己要好好的努力上进啊。
We just have to work hard to put ourselves ahead.
我不如把这个时间精神用在这个发愤图强的方面。
Why don't we invest our time and energy to something that's more positive?
这样你的心态就会阳光积极了。
In that way, your life will brighten up.
这是很好的操练。
This is a very good exercise.
第四个重点。
And number four.
有标杆，专心跑。
Set a goal and press on.
我们来读一下腓立比书三章十三到十四，一起来。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要在神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
Philippians 3, verses 13 to 14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
保罗强调要忘记背后，努力面前。
Paul stresses that we must forget.What is in the past, and to look forward.
而且他有一个标杆，就是有一个目标，他对着那个目标专心的直跑。
By setting the goal for himself, he just press on toward the goal.
而且他知道有一天神要给他奖赏。
Because he knew that one day there is the prize awaiting him.
所以我们学习到就是过去的，就让它过去了。
So let's learn the bygone be bygone.
不要老提想当年了。
So don't keep those things in your heart and think of those things that happen.
我们要把握现在，对准目标。
You must grasp the current time and set the goal.
你的目标是什么？
What is your goal?
或者说你今年要达到的具体的目标是什么？
What is your annual goal for this year that you would like to reach?
无论哪方面。
It doesn't matter which area.
我们都需要一个清楚具体的目标可以达成。
We must set a goal, a clear goal, so that we can reach and attain.
那我鼓励你每天好好灵修。
May I encourage you to have daily devotion?
每天读一章。
Just read one chapter a day.
一个礼拜七天，我只希望你读五章就好。
Even though there are 7 days in a week, I would appreciate if you just read 5 chapters.
不是牧师要你读。
Not that I insist you do.
是因为灵修对你自己有好处。
Because devotion is beneficial to yourself.
因为神的话能够给我们智慧。
Because God's word will supply wisdom from above.
因为神向你说话能够指引你前面的方向。
When God speaks to us, He will show us the direction.
所以灵命的成长是你自己也要设定目标。
So the spiritual growth.Is that your spiritual life for?
身体的锻炼也是如此。
Well, the same goes. Just as a physical exercise is important to the body.
很多人花钱去参加那个 gym.
I'm sure a lot of people spend money and enroll themselves in the gym.
60块钱一个月，80块钱一个月，40块钱，反正你总要缴个几十块钱一个月。
Any amount of money.
前两三个月还哇塞，很有劲。
They are very energetic and.Exercise the first couple of months.
我告诉你，不超过十次。
Tell you, after ten times, yeah.
那钱都白白送去了。
The money is wasted.
哎，这个忙啊，又懒呐、啊，坐在电视机前面多舒服，不去了。
I'm busy working those, and I got some programs to catch on TV, and then you forgot about that.
所以，无论身体的锻炼也好，灵性的锻炼也好，一定要有恒心。
So whether it is physical exercise or spiritual exercise, you must have this perseverance in it.
以前人家教我一个办法。
Someone told me, shared with me about a method.
就是我要告诉我自己。
That I must tell myself,
我一定要坚持下去。
I must persevere.
因为这个是如此的重要。
Because it is absolutely important.
无论再忙，我一定要坚持下去。
No matter how busy I am, my life is, I must continue.
因为这表示我看重与主的关系。
Because that shows that I am putting God first.
也不过花你五分钟时间嘛。
I'll just take about 5 minutes of your busy schedule.
如果从明天开始，你就告诉你自己说，这个很重要。我告诉我自己 ，I have to do it, I must do it. Daily devotion. 你就不一样。
But maybe your goal from tomorrow onward.Just aside 5 minutes and tell us that this is very important. I must read God's word.
能够坚持、有恒心、有坚持下去的人，才是真正的赢家。
And when you consistently and persevere in doing that, you'll be the winner.
保罗继续说，要在神啊，要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
God reminds us that we have to press on to the goal to win the prize which God has called us heavenly in Christ Jesus.
请问保罗哪里来的信心，哪里来的把握，能够说这个话？
Now, where did God receive that strong faith to say such things?
因为保罗的一生，他就是专心传扬耶稣基督的福音。
Because in Paul's life, in his entire life,He persevered in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这是保罗在大马色主耶稣给他的任务，他看见的异象给他的任务。
It was the vision and the command that he received on the way to Damascus, and then that was what God has given him.
保罗就专心的一直传福音，建立教会，装备主的门徒。
And he continued that mission.To share the gospel, to build the church, and to strengthen the faith of every Christian.
他是全心全意全力以赴。
He wholeheartedly participate in that mission.
所以他才敢说，有一天他知道 当他见到主的时候，主会给他奖赏。
And for that reason, he is sure that one day he will receive the award, the reward that Jesus has prepared for him.
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
当弟兄姐妹服侍的时候，你是很认真的态度在服侍主。
When brothers and sisters, when you serve in the church, you serve wholeheartedly because you are serving the Lord Himself.
你也是透过服侍别人来服侍主。
And through serving others, you are actually serving Christ.
你一直这样子专心的、忠心的服侍主。
When you continue to faithfully and serve the Lord.
有一天当你见主面的时候。
One day when you meet the Lord again,
主就会给你奖赏。
The Lord will.Reward you abundantly.
我以前说过，完整的救恩是什么
？I must mention what is the true salvation.
得救，得胜，得赏。
Full salvation is consists of salvation, consists of victorious victory, and
get a prize
and get a reward.
Get a reward. 三个的。
The three things that you will receive.
得救。得胜得赏
You will be saved. Now, you will receive salvation. You will receive
得赏得 reward.
You will be rewarded.
这是完整的救恩
That is the full salvation.
求主帮助我们有这样的认识
May the Lord help us so that you may understand.
那今天的题目是如何穿上新人呢
The topic for discussion today is how do we put on the new self?
有四个重点，我们一起努力。
Four important points，
好不好？我们一起来读一下。
Let's read it together。
一起来，请先想主，行主道。
不什么？
后做事，不生气，要争气，有标杆向前跑。
Let us read it together slowly in English. Number one, put the Lord first, obey His words. God's first concern is the person.Then it's work. Don't get anger, be positive attitude, and set a goal and press on.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的巴父，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
因为你把我们从世界里面分别为圣出来。
For you have set us apart from the rest of the world.
好叫我们成为圣洁。
That we may be called holy for you.
我们谢谢你，让我们脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Thank you that you have made us remove our old self and put on the new self.
我们谢谢你已经将那个干净的义袍穿在我们的身上。
Thank you that you have put on these new clothing on our body.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
让我们行事为人与那蒙召的恩相称。
For our life, the way we conduct our life is worthy of the calling from above.
遇到任何事情，我们第一个想到的是想到主你的反应。
Whenever we are faced with difficulties, the first thing we think about is our Lord.
先想主，行主道。
We think about the Lord and then we live it up in the life.
我们谢谢你自己的话语。
We thank you for your word.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Thank you and give thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 今天是四月的第一